Welcome back, boss. This is of our Create Your Own Paid Newsletter Profit Plan, right? Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I am here so that I can share some questions and some micro activities that you can do when it comes to mapping out the profit potential a paid newsletter has for you, right? So yesterday we got started with a simple revenue map. Right? And thinking about the profit potential of you working on a paid newsletter that was anywhere between $7 to $47. I talked to you about my $10 template hub and how, you know, for every 10 sales, that's an extra $100. And then using that to strategically promote the template hub, which is $100. And then for every 10 sales, that's $1,000, right? So 10-10 win, being able to turn $10 offers into hundreds of dollars in sales, and or turning $100 offers into thousands of dollars of sales, right? We talked about that yesterday. And today, what I want to do is beyond the revenue roadmap, because to be honest, let me say this, that's just getting started. There's more to working on a solid revenue roadmap. Whether you do that with me as part of the community and the 6-week paid newsletter program, and or you work on that with me privately via my one-on-one strategy sessions, if you want to strategically and intentionally make a certain amount of money in your digital business, again, whether it's the four-figure focus, the four-figure foundation, five-figure focus, or six-figure sales that I broke down yesterday, whatever the case may be, there needs to be a clear, mapped-out strategy, right? So those were some of the things that we talked about today. Yesterday, I want us to talk about what kind of paid newsletter you can create, what you can put in it, what you do if you don't have a lot of content or a lot of time. How can you still make this thing work for you? Okay, because you can, by the way. Now, one of the things that I broke down in the introductory paid newsletter webinar workshop, right? That was literally 90 minutes of amazing. Okay, one of the things I talked about in that training, which you can watch the replay, okay, is the fact that there are two types of paid newsletters that you can consider. One is a short term and one is a long term. And there are pros and cons to both. So let's dig in. What's a short term newsletter? What's a long term newsletter? Let me start with the long, right? Long and strong. That's probably the one that makes the most sense. Remember I said to you that I wanted you to do a little bit of homework? That's if you did my paid newsletter 5-part mini course. In the mini course, I said, there are so many paid newsletters that are super popular online. Number one, I talked about Oprah Daily, which I signed up for, and how Oprah strategically used her information and strategically used other new things and virtual experiences like chats and, you know, invitations to, you know, listen to her and or guest speakers, all the things, so many things she's done with that, right? Outside of her newsletter, I talked about how I've been able to generate revenue consistently in my business through simple subscription programs like a paid newsletter, as well as the fact that there are some heavy hitter, well-known newsletters that they put minds to shame. Like literally within the last decade, there have been newsletters that have sold for millions of dollars, which is crazy. The Hustle sold for $27 million in about 4 years. And Industry Dive, that newsletter, that thing brought in $525 million in 10 years. Can you believe that? Like the amount of millions. So not only do you have the profit potential when it comes to paid newsletters of you generating revenue through it from yourself, I mean, depending upon how huge this thing can be for you, that's a whole level of revenue. Another conversation for another day, but I say that to say, when it comes to creating a paid newsletter, if you create something that is ongoing and indefinite. That would be for the long term. Basically, they sign up, they pay you every month. On average, they can pay you in other ways. We'll talk about that later. But the most common is they pay you on a month by month basis, right? And that's indefinite. Until they unsubscribe, they are paying you. So you want the snowball effect of every month, every quarter, getting new subscribers. And so the basic idea there is that every month, every quarter, or every year that you're getting new subscribers, you're basically making more money from that subscription offer on a month-by-month basis, aka the snowball effect. One of your biggest goals, obviously, is to deliver quality content that your subscribers are paying for, and then at the same time, grow your email list, grow your subscriber base, so you're making more and more on a monthly basis, right? Now, the benefit of a long-term is that people are subscribed indefinitely. I personally have clients who have worked with me for over 10 years, paying me anywhere between $7 to $97 a month. Okay, so when you create a paid newsletter and it's long-term, your subscribers, they're in it. They're invested for an indefinite. Now, if you go, you don't think you have a lot of content to create or a lot of time to create, then do a short-term paid newsletter where you deliver that content in a shorter period of time. For example, I have one of my paid newsletters is called Monetize Now. It's 12 months. It's literally a set it and forget it project. Why? Because when I set it up, I put together a paid newsletter that's $10 a month for 12 months. Then once the 12 months are done, it's done. But the content is done. It gets delivered through autopilot, and people can either pay to access each bit of the information for $10 over the course of 12 months, or they can pay $100 and access the whole thing in that fell swoop, right? So that's a short-term newsletter. That works well for somebody either who doesn't have a lot of content, so you can do something shorter than indefinite. You can set a shorter time frame, a couple of months, and then say after that, the subscription is over, right? But then the key is you've got people paying you for several months as part of a subscription. Even if it's not an indefinite, it is going to be you getting paid a certain amount. You just got to make sure that you're consistently bringing in new subscribers to keep that snowball effect going, right? So my solution, again, to if you don't have a lot of content or a lot of time, use automation in combination with creating a shorter term newsletter as opposed to a long indefinite one. Okay. Now, here's the deal though. Long-term ones, again, they work well for that long-term money, number two, and engagement as well, right? But the short-term ones, you've got the opportunity to still bring in subscription money. You don't have to worry about coming up with stuff every month, because if you knock out the content within the first month and then you put that bad boy on automation, you don't have to worry about content creation every month if your schedule gets busy. Short-term versus long-term, I talk about it and break it more down in detail as part of the paid newsletter project, the webinar workshop, but obviously in even more detail in the 6-week program. Because whether you want to create a short-term or a long-term, we do both inside of the program. And I also talk about how to get them in the door and coming back for more. Like, I will teach you how to make sure that they are engaged, whether you're doing one or the other. Okay. So when it comes to what kind of paid newsletter you can create and working on your profit potential, I want you today to think about if you would prefer to do a short term or a long term. Okay. My template club, indefinite, people subscribe unless they cancel, they get it every month. My Monetize Now program, short term. People sign up, it goes for 12 months. After the 12 months, they're done, on to the next one, right? A short-term or a long-term newsletter. Now, what kind of newsletter can you create? There's so many ways I can answer that question. Another one is you can create a simple newsletter. Not all newsletters are created equal. I'm sure if you are somebody like myself and you like information and you sign up to different things, it's possible that you've signed up to newsletters that have a ton of content. Some of them are daily, some of them are weekly, and it's like, man, they put a lot of stuff on in there. If you think about that, that could be a little, a lot intimidating, especially if you don't have a team or writers or you don't like to write. Creating an in-depth, heavy on the written side newsletter, that can be very, very intimidating, but you don't have to. You can create what I call a simple newsletter. Simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, is one of my signature SysaSense acronyms. It stands for Select Item Market Promote Link Engage. So you can create a very simple newsletter. And like I said, I break these things more down in more detail down for you in the workshop, but we go all the way through deep dive in the 6-week program so you can actually put it together, right? Because who wants to just know how to do the thing? It's even better to do it, right? Now, mind you, if you're the kind of person who you just need a little bit of information to kind of get you started, then the workshop is great because then you can DIY the process yourself. And the workshop is budget friendly. To be honest with you, of the type of courses and trainings I've seen, the 6-week program is beyond budget friendly too, baby. It's practically free. You being able to monetize, like, for literally either no dollars or under $100, the kind of profit potential you have for a paid newsletter, your investment into the 6-week program makes it practically free, baby. But I say that to say, I will break down in more detail the simple newsletter concept, right? But there are a couple of things I want to share with you today. When it comes to simple, there are a few things to consider, right? One thing is clarity. I always say confused buyers don't buy. And, you know, you really don't have to put everything in the kitchen sink to convince people to buy a paid newsletter or anything for that matter. And if you do something that most entrepreneurs don't do, which is to keep it very clear and simple, you actually end up generating more revenue. Now, let me ask you this. Do you find yourself sometimes, especially if you're trying to sell a service or a digital product or a course or something, you want to put everything in there and the kitchen sink? Number one, because you want to over-deliver. Number two, because you want to justify the price. Number three, because you want to over-convince people to buy. And you think that you got to put everything in there, but then you get exhausted because then it's a lot of stuff for you to work on. Or you get frustrated because when you look at it, you're giving people way too much for the price they ultimately pay for it. You don't have to do that. For a simple, now remember my acronym, S-I-M-P-L-E, Select Item Market Promote Link Engage. You don't have to give people everything. You could just literally give them one thing or one type of thing. And if they clearly see the value into it, they will buy into it. You know what I'm saying? If they clearly see the value in it, they will buy it. If that makes more sense. You know what I'm saying? So for example, I don't know if you've ever seen somebody sell something and you go, this is cool, but should I get it? Is it for me? What is it? And you get confused because there's a whole lot of stuff going on. My template club is like, listen, do you want a set of templates to work on in your business for marketing or to create digital products? Okay, then every month for $10, you get some new templates from me. Okay, just that simple, right? It is not a whole bunch of stuff. So it's not confusing. And again, I need you to write this down. If you've struggled selling digital products or selling anything online, sometimes it's not even the price. It's that people are just confused about what it is that you're selling. Number one. Number two, focusing on one thing makes it less stressful for you. You don't have to give them 15 things if you could just give them one. Now, keep in mind, right? There are different delivery models that you can do, right? Some newsletters, they send out content every day or once a week, bi-weekly. The easiest one is monthly. So keep it real. If you can send them out one thing or one valuable type of thing once a month, baby, it don't get no simpler than that, right? And you can have 10 subscribers, 100 subscribers, 1,000 subscribers. It don't matter how many subscribers you have. It's just one thing that's delivered. You hit send, right? And it's done. Because think about it. Some businesses are scalable. I'm a service-based provider. I am a web designer. But keep it real. There's only but so many websites I can do in a day, in a week, in a month. There's a cap on that. There's no cap on this. No matter how many subscribers you have, all you got to do is hit send once and it gets distributed and sent to all of them, right? So when I talk about not just creating, because again, there are lots of newsletters you can create. Some of them are heavy on the content side. I like to teach simple because I don't got time for nothing else. As a service provider and a coach, not only am I working on my business, I'm working on my other clients' businesses. So I need balance. As a mom, I need balance. As an entrepreneur on the other side of 40 who likes to take naps and has a teenager who is just about to go to college, I need balance. I don't need to have things that are hyper stressful for me. So being able to generate, in this case, it's not passive, but it's very close to it. Close to passive income through paid newsletters, it's just a smart thing to do when it comes to revenue. Okay. So what you want to do is to make your offers more compelling. And one way to do that is to simplify how much you actually put into it. So when they see it, they clearly know what they're getting out of it. And they're like, yes, I need that. I'm going to sign up for it. Right. Another thing to think about when it comes to simple, okay, is there are so many types of newsletters you can create. And trust me, I'll break them down for you. Right. If you are somebody who wants to do it, but you're intimidated, not just by time, but by writing, you don't even have to do a paid newsletter where you write, right? My template club, I'm sending out templates. I don't have to write a 500-page newsletter and send it out to anybody. I'm like, here's your button. Click your templates. Go watch this training. Enjoy. See you next month. Once a month, one type of offer, and there's not even a lot of writing. Because obviously you think newsletter, writing articles and things, you don't just have to create an article-based newsletter, whether it's free or paid. There are different types of content that you can distribute, right? Especially if you already have either evergreen content that people could buy regardless of when it is. It's like, just, you could always sell that, like literally evergreen content, or you are somebody like myself and you've got a lot of digital products that you can repurpose. A newsletter is an easy offer because you probably are sitting on a gold mine. You're probably sitting on one, two, or three types of things that you've already created or can easily create. I call those the EIOs, easy, irresistible offers that you create, maybe have created, and can easily deliver via email, but you don't know what to do and you haven't started doing it, or you haven't started doing it to generate revenue. So a simple select item, market, promote, link, engage, that is my acronym. I came up with it. It started off with the simple sales system, and right now we're focused on simple newsletters. I also talk about simple side hustles because, again, your girl is on the other side of 40. I like my naps. I'm a diabetic, so I am very much a sedentary creature and I don't do a lot of activity, baby, but I'm about my money. So finding easier, less intense, less stressful, less expensive ways to do things has always been my thing. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. So today, what's the goal? Today's goal was to talk about what kind of newsletters you can create, what you can put in it. And if you don't have a lot of time to create a newsletter or a lot of content, a couple of things for you to consider is a short term versus a long term, and a simple newsletter versus something that is more involved, whether it be simple as far as the amount that you have to put in it or even writing it. You don't necessarily have to create a paid newsletter that is heavily on the written type of content. There are other types of content that you can share, even if you have if you have evergreen content or repurposed content that you can put out there. Okay. Things to consider. Now, the exact steps to creating a simple newsletter, right? Being able to do that is what we go through as part of the 6-week program I've put together for you. Okay. You could DIY your way through the process using what I've given you between the 5-part mini course and this 3-day challenge. But again, if you want me to support you in helping you get it done within 6 weeks, either for $0 or over under $100, I should say, being able to do that my way is what I teach you as part of the paid newsletter project 6-week program, which literally you can start today. Okay. Start watching the trainings, start utilizing the tools, Even I've got templates for you if you need to put digital products into your newsletter. I can help you do that too. So for example, if you wanted to be able to create a newsletter and then share digital content like digital products with your clients every month, I even have a template you can use to deliver a digital product to your audience on a monthly basis as part of the Simple Newsletter framework. It's in there and it's waiting for you. Okay. So I definitely want to be able to share those things with you inside of the program. And really also show you how to make the most of what you already have. If you are somebody sitting on a goldmine, you've got digital products already, you've got content already that's evergreen and or stuff that you can repurpose to generate new revenue, right? This is all about riding your way to revenue and making the most of what you already have available to you. So that's it. We are wrapping up day number 2. Hopefully this has been helpful to you. We got one more day left. And then some other cool things that I want to share with you. If you're ready, I'm ready. Okay. Like I said, the 6-week program is ready for us to deep dive and for you to really take the next step of setting up your program in under 6 weeks. But I still have some more to share with you when it comes to how you can basically get paid by growing your list. One thing that I've said to people over the years, I'm a coach, I'm a mentor when it comes to digital products, content creation, monetization online, that your list is your biggest asset. And not only can I teach you how to make money from a paid newsletter, I'm going to show you how to do it from a free newsletter too. Because if you don't have an audience to sell to, even before you build up a subscriber base, you can create a free newsletter to generate revenue. Okay. That's something that we're going to talk about, some fire ways to get paid growing your email list. That's on our next day challenge conversation. Okay. As always, anything else, feel free to check in with me. You can email sisterSense@gmail.com. Number 1. Number 2, where you're on the sisterSense.com website, click the gray tab on the right to send me a voice message. And number 3, baby, if you need that mentorship and extra dose of accountability, meet me and the community inside of the Paid Newsletter Project 6-week program and or webinar workshop experience. All right. See you there when you get there. Till then, take care.